neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Moshe explains the description of the twins. So the older one, his description is Ish Yodea Said. So now Esav is described as he knows how to hunt. And also Ish Sadeh, so he has two descriptions. Is Ish Yodea Said and also Ish Sadeh. So now, what's the connection between being a hunter and also expert in the field? So they explain, Rashi HaKadosh brings that he was tricking his Abba. And also there are eight reasons why Yitzhak Avinu, Alav Shalom, in the end of his life, became blind. So one of the reasons that is brought, that the Torah Tanah brings, who it had, that takes bribe, he will end up to not be able to see. So now here we see that Esav would bring food for his father. So now one of the causes of him become blind because he accepted bribe from Esav Harasha. So now when he says Said Befiv, so that means he would hunt for the mouth of Yitzhak. Said Befiv, he would hunt, prepare the food, and give it to his father. The other message here is Said Befiv, that he would hunt people with his mouth. His tongue was very oily. Oily, yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So is that? It's not only for his father, not for everybody. He would hunt and he would do terrible things. So now, one of the matters that Midrash brings, that he would trick his Abba, that is a very tzaddik and he's a very righteous person. He would ask tricky questions from his father to show that he's doing the will of his father. One of the questions that is brought, he would ask his Abba if there's any requirement to give maaser for salt. So what's the answer? You give, let's say somebody has a salt factory. So should he, sorry?
Maaser from the income, yes, but from the salt?
No. Let's say before eating vegetables or fruits, you have to give maaser. Like I say, if you don't know, or you have your own, right? So let's say you go to the ocean and you find salt, or you make salt. So should you give the maaser, the tenth or not? So now, the general rule here is anything that doesn't grow from the ground, it's exempt from giving maaser. So salt doesn't grow from the ground. So that's obvious. So what kind of question is this? So Esav was much trickier than this. So of course, if he would come up with such a question, that would make fun of himself. But his question was, as we see what happened to the Lot's wife. So Lot's wife, they were told that they should not look back. So Lot's wife looked back and she turned to
something.
Right. She turned to salt. So now, here, the Gemara brings that it's an interesting thing. When the cow comes and eats up the salt, the lost wife turned to, so then it grows again. It comes back up again.
But the salt is growing.
Right.
And growing from the ground.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
So
that's what the question of the Esav.
Was make a tricky question to make everybody.
Exactly. So His question was not about regular salt. He's thinking about wife's lot salt, that when the cow comes and finishes it up and grows again, does it consider as like a vegetation that grows from the ground, or is still the salt? And here, to this extent, that he was so tricky to trick his father all his life, to make himself and pretend that he wants to do the will of his father. So that's why the description says Said Befiv and Isadeh was not only that he would trick his Abba for bringing good food, but he knew exactly how to trick people. He was a very charm talker and sneaky.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.